Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of The Afropreneur. My name is Uwem Umakwan and beside me is...
Lesson Abeng. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of The Afropreneur. We met with someone really amazing this week. Her name is Victoria and she's a software engineer and she was really, really amazing. She taught us a lot of things and we thought it wouldn't be nice to overburden you with too much information. So we're going to be doing things differently and we're going to be listening to just her speak. She had a lot to say. Go and tell them.
So Victoria is a software engineer who has ventured into the food industry.
Yeah, from Uganda.
So as not to overflood the issue, let's just listen to her talk and gain everything we can from her. Here is Victoria.
I'm actually a software engineer, but very passionate about the food industry. So a year or two ago, I embarked on a journey of learning about the food industry in Uganda, and my center of study was coffee. So when I delved into learning about coffee, I got to learn about the different businesses that surround coffee, from the agriculturalists to the industries that process and export, to the cafes that use the coffee to produce different products, and to people who are selling both ground and roasted coffee. So early last year in 2015, I decided along with a friend of mine to start a coffee cart in Uganda. So our aim was to strategically locate coffee carts on the different streets in Kampala. But when we started that venture, we came to realize that the city authority was clearing up the streets. So we went back to the drawing board and decided, why don't we start something small, a little corner coffee shop of some sort. So we got some space in one of the buildings in Kampala, in a place called Kamocha. So I started selling coffee to a building that had an innovation hub. So I used to go to the innovation hub to do technology-based activities. And then on the side, I had a coffee machine where I would brew coffee. So while we were promoting our coffee in that building, we started making stickers, little stickers about our business. And different people used to put them on their computers. So one day somebody goes to a meeting and one of the people that was there was somebody who works with energy in Uganda. And from that meeting, they saw a sticker and introduced what we were doing. So fast forward, we did a partnership with Vivo Energy Uganda where we were doing coffee, a coffee shop inside a supermarket. And we were with Vivo Energy for about 8 months and we relocated to our new space where we are now a fully fledged cafe and restaurant.
Very nice. That's actually amazing.
Thank you.
So what was that transition like though? Leaving engineering into food?
I wouldn't say it was hard because right from when I was a little girl, I used to love food. And in high school, what we call secondary here, I used to do a lot of what we called food and nutrition. So I would go to a lab and come up with quirky recipes every now and then. So as much as my career focus was into computers and science, on the side, I've always been very active in the food industry. So the transition wasn't hard. Up to today, I am still in love with software engineering and I do different trainings for youth in Uganda. But yes, while driving my passion as well.
So have you been able to use any of that experience you got in software engineering with your business now?
Currently, I would say yes and no. Yeah, because being in the software engineering environment or the tech ecosystem in Uganda, you get exposed to different people doing different things. So one of the things I discovered was people who do food delivery, the former Halo Food, that's now Jumia Food in Uganda. So we partnered with them to do for us online food delivery. So people can order their food online and get it delivered to them wherever they are. In future, though, we plan on doing some techie things in the business, but currently we're just settling in into our new space.
Okay. That's amazing. I was going to ask if you ever used your engineering at all.
Yes, I did. You know, I'm actually fresh out of university. I graduated this year in January. And let's just say I've been a busy mind. So right from my first year in university, I was working with an organization that promotes literature and spoken word poetry. And I used to do for them their online marketing and social media. Then in second and third year, I worked with an organization that promotes girls in technology. So that was the biggest exposure I had to the technology scene. So we'd go into communities, into the different schools, trying to encourage girls to enjoy, to join science-based courses and encourage them and show them how computer is actually not a very techy hard thing, but something that can be fun and achievable. And then I also mentored girls in Technovation. That's a global technology and entrepreneurship program. Up to this year, I still do it. I mentor, I train, and I judge as well.
Wow, your hands are full.
You can say that, but I love everything that I am doing. So I guess finding the balance isn't so hard.
So as a lady in tech and now in the food industry, how easy has it been for you to get accepted, or how easy has it been for you to stand out doing your thing?
Being accepted is the biggest challenge. I wouldn't say it's easy. No. It isn't easy, because just from my class, we were about 100 ladies doing software engineering in a class of about 500. So right from there, you get to see different attitudes of people thinking it's like it's for boys and guys are the ones who can do that. And even in business, when you attend different conferences, really male dominated. But I can say one thing that I have learned along the way is, if you believe in what you are doing and you can step up and speak about what you're doing confidently, people will see something in you. People will see the light that is actually in you, and to give you the respect that you need in whatever you're doing. So it's not hard. And I think this is two-way. Both ladies and gents go through the same. If you believe in what you're doing, you earn the respect from the community around you.
We were going through your website.
Yeah.
I don't know if I pronounced it right. Power to Go.
Or yes, Power to Go. That's the name.
I got it right. Okay. So we're going through the website, and I am a foodie. I love food so much. Coming to your website, I felt even more hungry. I felt hungrier, and it's like you took time to pick out the pictures right, make you hungry enough for you to click something and do something. Does presentation count in your food industry currently? Do you pay much attention to presentation?
Yes. That is like prime, because when you plate a meal for a client, It's less about the product because, I mean, if someone orders something like a chicken teriyaki, they already know in their minds, okay, I'm going to eat chicken. But the way it comes out is what makes a difference. They'll go like, wow, or why did I come here? You know? And I guess I learned that from the different exposure I had when I was watching a lot of TV, the Food Network channel. The presentation matters. It's less about the food. It's about the appearance. Same thing in technology. Yes, you know something, but how do you present it? It's very, very important.
We're going to be serious friends. I like Food Network.
Ha ha ha, I would be glad.
What are the major things that guide you in your business? What are those values and things that, those principles you ensure that no matter whether you're in Africa, this has to be my standard?
I'll say it goes back to my values and character. I believe as an individual, your character and your vision is what guides whatever you do, right? Because I have a number of friends who come and they say, Victoria, even though you're not at the coffee shop, we feel a sense of you in everything around us. So it's about how you present it, how you embrace the different things that you do. That's what I believe. So my character, obviously I give thanks to my mom and dad. They did a pretty good job. We are a big family of seven. So I, as the last born, my siblings would go to school, and then when they're coming back for holidays, you'll get like super excited and try to cook something for them. My first meal was making a fried egg, and I must say, it fell on the floor. I must have been around 5 or 6 years old. But my character has been shaped to have the perseverance to keep trying in everything that you do, right? Whether it's in a relationship, a friendship, a business, school, you have to be perseverant enough to keep pushing until you get where you want, because the values and the character that you have will earn you respect from your peers. Right? Because if you are perceived as a person who is not serious or, you know, a little bit rowdy, then how expect them, people to come and support you at your business, right? So being of good character has helped me a lot in my life.
So in summary, what advice do you have to the entrepreneurs doing business in Africa?
I've been reading a book called Good to Great.
Oh my goodness. And we just reviewed this book some weeks back.
Really? That is awesome. And I learned a lot, you know. In entrepreneurship, when you enter, you're an entrepreneur or a business person. I learned that. Being a business person is way different. An entrepreneur is primarily about how you manage and how you manage expectations and how you work with different people and resources around you to a goal that will in turn help you meet your vision. So one very important thing I would encourage the entrepreneurs to do is look deep within you and see the people that you work with, right? So in the book, I learned that it's not about what you want to do, but it's about the people you choose to do the things that you want to do with, right? So sometimes you take the easy way out. I say, when is my friend? So come, let's do this. But at the end of the day, you're not going to have the restraint and to say certain things to your friend or your family. But when you choose people who have the potential to actually fit in whatever you're trying to do, then you begin to see the results. The other important thing is enter entrepreneurship for the right reasons. Don't enter it because so-and-so's doing it, or I want to make some money, or there's this problem I have, let me start this and we'll see where it goes, right? Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurship is a long-term goal. It can be done in 1-2 years. It's a long-term vision, right? So enter entrepreneurship for the right reasons. Have that long-term vision that you wake up each day to fulfill. Yeah, those are my major two.
All right,
thank you very much. We're so happy to spoken to you today. It was really amazing, and I'm hungry and I want to eat.
I'm sure you gained a lot from everything Victoria had to say. Blessing, what do you think?
I think Victoria Mbabazi was amazing, and you should be writing, or you should have written, because these things, you write them when you hear them. Go back to review them and then practice them.
Yeah, knowledge is pretty useless without application.
Exactly. So, have an amazing week. We hope you learned something. If you have any questions or you have any contributions, please drop them in the comment box or send us an email at questions@theafropreneur.net or
tweet at us.
Yes.
@theafropreneur. And you can also check us out on Facebook, The Afropreneur.
Have an amazing week. See you next week. Bye. You've got to save, you've got to save, you've got to save it.